Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 31 January 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are unfamiliar with SDF, it is a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stay around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to express our appreciation to Michael, VE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for your acknowledgement from the net control. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's question is a suggestion from, I think it came from SMJ. I had it in front of me here just a minute ago. Oops. His suggestion was, I'm curious if anyone is involved in an organization that is part of NASA's CubeSat initiative. And I'm thinking that's a very specific question, and it's perfectly fine by itself, but it might not result in a lot of replies or comments. So I'm going to expand the question to have anything to do with CubeSats. Have you worked any CubeSats? Have you worked on a CubeSat? Perhaps if you're a university staff or student or something, you might have been involved in a project. So anything to do with CubeSats, that's what we're talking about today. And let me just scan the dashboard here. I can see some new stations popping in there. I do not see any conferences, though. So I think everybody, most of the people I see here are regulars. I think MM7SWM. That doesn't sound familiar, but maybe you just haven't been here in a while. So I'm going to run down the list of stations on the dashboard. KF5ZBL. KC3LYZ, W0TTY, AB3KC, MM7SWM, and KD9NDJ. So all of you guys are on my list here to be called in turn. And if there's anybody out there who did not hear their call sign and wants to be added to my list, I need you to step forward now and speak up so that I can add you. Okay, nothing heard, so I'll move it. I will go with the list I have so far. YZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob at Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. So far I haven't worked with any CubeSats or other satellites. Hope to get into that one day once we get a better antenna set up. Back to that.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And I think I should have mentioned that there are things you can do with CubeSats besides having a QSO. I think I've mentioned before, there's an organization called SatNogs. Sierra Alpha Tango November Oscar Golf Sierra. And this is a group of hams all over the world who are providing downlink relay services for CubeSat organizations. You know, many organizations that send up a CubeSat have limited ability to monitor for telemetry. They may have their home institution might have a station, a ground station that can copy the telemetry, but the SatNogs organization is a worldwide group that provides Earth stations all around the world to be monitoring for telemetry from CubeSats and then forward it back to the organization that, you know, is interested in the data. So I just wanted to expand on what it means to be involved with CubeSats. Next on my list is KF5ZBL. Okay, perhaps he's away from the radio. Next is W0TTY.
Hello, Wayne and Annette. This is Stephen, W0TTY. Can I get a signal check real quick?
You sound very good, Stephen.
Okay, thanks for that. This is Stephen in Seattle, W0TTY, and my SDF user ID is SMJ. And since this was my question that went out to the list, thanks for picking it, Wayne. I was really curious, and what sparked it was I watched NASA channel sometimes for news, and they were talking about the North Idaho STEM Charter Academy being selected as part of the CubeSat program. And they talked very positively about it, but didn't go into much detail, so I went and tried to search about it, and I found basically all the website stuff kind of disappeared. And this project was about 5 or so years old, and they were part of one of the first launches. I think they used a Boeing rocket. I might be totally wrong about that, but I was looking at the budget, and their school was able to put that up for $250,000, and the students wrote some software on it. I guess it had a Raspberry Pi or something, and going to have a bulletin board, and they had, you know, uplink frequency, downlink frequency, all that stuff sorted out. And the launch came and went, and unfortunately there is absolutely no information about what happened to their satellite. And from the only fragment that I got is, unfortunately, it just was DOA when it made it out there. So how disappointing is that? But as far as any working any satellites, I've worked ISS a few times, but I'm really interested in more the amateur satellites, and in particular the CubeSat program and some of the experimenting that other clubs might be doing. I mean, $250,000 is a pretty big budget for a ham club, I would say, unless they had a grant or something like that. But I'm hoping that maybe somebody might be working on something fun like that. And that certainly would be interesting to do that, especially for a group like SDF. I mean, we're also far flung to the corners of the globe. that is a possibility that something like that could be a lot of fun for making contacts or exchanging some kind of information via ham radio in our Aero Yagis or something. Anyways, thanks, Wayne, for running the net. And I know we have a whole slew of questions, but it'd be great. Anybody can send their questions to the mailing list as topics for the next net. This is Stephen, W0TTY.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. And yeah, you know, I think there are quite a lot of schools from high school up to university level that have been involved in launching CubeSats over the last, 10 or 20 years. I think they don't last very long because they're in very low orbits. And I think the writing may be on the wall for them. I think in the early days, and then maybe even before CubeSats, AMSAT, they were able to send up a lot of satellites because the commercial satellite launch industry, often they needed some ballast on their payload to keep it balanced so that it wouldn't go off in the wrong direction. So they would often, you know, allow an AMSAT package to go along with their commercial satellite, basically for free or very cheap. But as people have discovered that there's a lot of things you can do with a little satellite in low Earth orbit, we've got people like Starlink. All these big entrepreneurs are launching whole fleets of these little satellites. So the opportunity to launch an AMSAT or a CubeSat for a very low amount of money might be coming to an end. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, it's been going on for a while, and there are lots of them out there. And it gives you targets if you want to do some kind of low Earth orbit DXing, is trying to collect contacts with all these little tiny satellites. I'm rambling. So let's see, who's next on my list here? How about KD9NDJ? Okay, we'll come back to Ken in a moment. AB3KC.
Good evening. This is AB3KC Collins from Virginia tonight. And on SDF, my username is Dirty Rig. Having a little bit of trouble tonight. Keep getting disconnected, so I've been in and out two or three times. Over here in the Washington, D.C. region, there are local ties to the satellite work. The Naval Academy, U.S. Naval Academy has a program, and Bob Runinga, WB4APR, is the APRS pioneer, but also he did a lot of satellite work through the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. So got quite a bit of local ties, but I haven't been involved at all myself recently. When I first got into the hobby, I did a little bit of that, working in satellites. That was quite a while ago. Haven't been involved since then, but I had a fun contact about a week ago on 40 meters. I talked to my brother in North Carolina on 40 meters, and it's been the first time in a while we've been able to do that. I'm not sure if it's due to propagation or what. His antenna's compromised because he's in an apartment, but that was fun. So I'll turn it back over to Wayne, AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Thank you, Collins. Real quick question. Are you in the flight path of a local airport?
Yep, I'm Dulles International Airport is just down the road, and yep, I just got flown over.
All right, that must be fun. Ah, well, thank you for checking in with us tonight, or today, depending on what part of the planet you're on. Next on my list is MM7. Gosh, my handwriting gets worse all the time. Sierra Whiskey Mike.
Mike 7, Sierra Whiskey Mike. Hi guys, my name is Stuart. I'm calling in from Glasgow, Scotland. SDF username is Stuart0141. First time calling into the net, and it's actually my first time using Echolink as well. It's just a bit new. I'm just trying to explore some new things, some different things in the hobby. I thought I'd call in and say hi. Just a quick check-in tonight because it's actually 17 minutes past midnight now, and I've got work in the morning, so I'll probably make a quick one. I've not actually worked with satellites at all before. It's not something I've worked at in the hobby, but thought I'd drop in and say hello. So there you go.
Okay, fine business, Stuart. Good to hear you on here. Could you give me your SDF username again, a little bit slower?
Yep. SDF username is Stuart, and then 0141.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And I hope we'll hear more from you in the future. So let's see. I think I've come to the end of the list, so it's time to – well, now let me say I can also mention that KD9NDJ has been having some network trouble there. So we'll put him down as a silent check-in, in and out. And let's see if that KF5 station – no, that station is gone. So I think I've caught up with everybody here. Let me make sure. Yeah. All right. No. KF5ZBL is still on the list there. If you would like to check in, it's your turn. Okay, I guess not. So I'm ready to take new check-ins or rechecks from anyone who wants to add to what they said before. Okay, nothing heard. So I think I'll try one more time before wrapping up the net. So this is final call for comments for the SDF Amateur Radio Club net.
CB9FG, Mike 7, Sierra Whiskey Mike with them. Just say good night, guys. It's nice to sort of check in and say hello and explore something new on the Echolink. Hope to catch you further down the lock. Good night.
Okay, well, good night, and thank you to you too, Stuart. So I think I'll wrap things now. Where am I in my script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at... what are we here? 0021 Zulu. And you might notice in the background there's some QRM there. I should turn the radio down if it becomes a problem. This concludes the net. Yeah. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can look for the AfterNet in the SDF DMR talk group, number 31650, or look for us in COM in the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.